Welcome to the Property Magic Podcast. My name is Simon Zucci, and in this podcast, I'm going to deep dive into the property investing strategies and investor mindset from my book, Property Magic. I will also share real estate investing hints, tips, and tricks, which I normally only share on my Property Mastermind Mentorship. Hello and welcome to episode number 234 of the Property Magic Podcast. On this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about interest rates and the effect it has on you and your property investing. As you know, last week, the Bank of England announced they are leaving the base rate at 5.25%. That's fourth time it stayed at the same rate, having gone through 14 interest rate hikes over the previous 18 months. So why is this happening? Well, the Bank of England use interest rates as a macroeconomic tool to control the economy. With inflation booming in 2023 into double-digit figures, obviously they were increasing interest rates to the point they went up to 5.25%. That was a very high rate compared to the last decade where the base rate was as low as 0.5%. So why has this happened? Well, obviously, inflation being very high, the Bank of England put the interest rates up to slow down the economy. However, inflation has been falling, and we've heard last week the figures that inflation is now 3.4%, down from 4% in January. So inflation is definitely going down. It's going in the right direction. However, the Bank of England are being very cautious. They're deciding not to lower the Bank of England base rate just yet. Now, I think this is going to be a big disappointment to many homeowners who have been sitting waiting to maybe buy their next property and they've wanted lower rates, or people who are coming towards the end or already finished their fixed rate mortgages. They're now very, very high interest rates and they want to refinance, but because the rates have remained high, they're finding it very difficult to do so. Now, another challenge is at the moment, banks are all making a lot of money because as well as the interest rates, they're charging very high arrangement fees, 3%, 4%, sometimes even 5% of the loan. So they are really profiteering at the moment, although they might have brought the rates down so it looks a bit more attractive. When you look at the fine print and realize you've got to pay a high arrangement fee, you can understand where that's putting a lot of investors off. So what does all this mean for you and your property investing? Well, it means the buyer's market is going to continue for at least, I think, another 4 to 6 months. A buyer's market is you have more sellers than you have buyers. And because of the problems we've mentioned, because of high interest rates, because of market uncertainty, many buyers are just waiting to see what happens. This means there's actually a huge opportunity for you. If you find a property that works, i.e. stacks up and makes cash flow, and that's difficult with single lets because of high interest rates, but if you're doing HMOs or service accommodation, these are two advanced strategies which give very, very high monthly profits. Actually, a lot of deals work really well. And right now, because it's a buyer's market, you can use that to negotiate really good purchase prices from sellers. There are some people who need to sell, what we call motivated sellers, and actually they've had really good capital growth over the last 13 years. So even if they sell at a discount now in today's market, they're still going to be selling for a lot more than they originally bought the property for. So I believe you should be investing all the time, not worrying about short-term fluctuations, not worrying about the cost of mortgages right now. As long as the property stacks up and makes money for you and you know you can rent it out and you're looking for a long-term view, which is pretty much the golden rules I talk about in Property Magic, I encourage you to get out there, find great deals, always do your due diligence and negotiate hard. You only want to be doing really good property deals in the current market. Either you should be buying at really good discounts or the sellers might have flexibility and be open to creative solutions such as purchase lease options or even vendor finance, where the vendor helps fund the deposit for you for the purchase of the property. Now, just to be clear, you cannot do vendor finance with conventional mortgages. I'm going to talk a lot about this over the next few months and talk about creative finance strategies. I've spent a bit of time talking about purchasing options recently, and I'm going to turn my tune to other strategies you can use to buy and control property using very little of your own money. What this means is if you're educated, if you have knowledge that other people don't have, and if you apply that knowledge, now is a really good time to be investing in property. I think many people are wondering when we're going to see interest rates come down. Well, who knows? Looking on the internet today, lots of economists are talking about they expect interest rates to eventually come round to settle at a more like 3.5-4% base rate is what people think. There's argument about when that might happen. Some people think we might get a drop in interest rate as soon soon as May or June. Some people think it won't happen till after the summer, maybe in August or even September. Personally, I think we will see Bank of England interest rates come down, particularly as inflation is falling quicker than expected. Now, it's falling because the global supply chains are getting themselves sorted and recovering. Energy prices globally and domestically seem to be coming down as well. So this is helping inflation come down. Remember, the Bank of England's target is 2%. I doubt very much they will wait until we hit 2%. We're going to see reductions before that because these high interest rates are struggling or restricting the economy recovery, and the economy needs to recover, and it's being restricted by the current high interest rates. So I think these are short term. I think we're going to see at least a couple of reductions this year in 2024, and as a result of that, I predict that the beginning of 2025 we're going to see the property market start to really recover. The spring and summertime is normally a good time to pick up investment opportunity, a good time for the market to boom, because a lot of people put their properties on the market. Lots of people are interested in buying at that time. However, I'm not sure that's going to happen this spring. And the reason I say that is because the recent announcement by the government in their budget, where they've changed the rate of capital gains tax down from 28% down to 24% for higher rate taxpayers, means I think we're going to see a lot of long-term landlords who are thinking about selling their properties try and sell their properties in the next 6 months to benefit from that slightly lower capital gains tax rate, because I think many people are concerned that if the Labour Party come into power, they will obviously try and increase tax rates, and they're going to want to try and tax the rich as much as they can. And obviously, if you've sold a property and made a lot of money and you're a high rate taxpayer, I'm sure that's an easy target for the Labour Party. So if the Labour Party get into power, I wouldn't be surprised if in future budgets we see the amount of capital gains tax actually increase. That's why I think a lot of landlords are looking to sell their properties in the next 6 months before the next election. If we have a lot more property coming onto the market and not that many buyers ready to buy because interest rates are still remaining high, I think we could see a further dip in property prices in 2024. I don't think we're going to see a property market crash, but I think we will see property prices come down. So it's time to be courageous, time to get out there, look for great property deals. Remember, only do really good property deals. It's got to stack up. It's got to give you cash flow. Buy in areas with strong rental demand. Follow the rules I teach in Property Magic, and that will hold you in very good stead. Have courage, get out there, find some great deals. I'm going to be buying probably more property in the next 24 months than I probably have in the last decade, because I think it's such a great time to be investing. And although we look at high cost of arrangement fees on mortgages and things like that, and I understand that concern, you need to put things into perspective. Over the long term, we create significant generational wealth by the fact that property prices go up. And that's because we just do not have enough accommodation in the UK. So if you, even if you're paying a high arrangement fee of 3 or 4%, or you're paying stamp duty, or if you're a foreign investor and you're paying your 5% stamp duty, I know it's painful. I know it seems a lot of money, but when you put it into the grand scheme of things, look at how much your property will go up over the next 10, 20 years, actually these initial costs and investments we have are very small in comparison. So it's really important to develop, as I've talked about in previous podcast episodes, develop this value mindset instead of a cost mindset. When you're investing money, whether it be to get a letting agent to do the work for you, whether it be investing money in arrangement fees for mortgages, or even investing in yourself when doing education, don't look at the cost. Instead, look at the value that you're getting from that investment. Think long term, and it'll help you justify the investment you're making and realize long term investing in property and taking action right now is much better than doing nothing, waiting for the perfect time. There's never going to be a perfect time to invest, either for the market or for your personal circumstances. You're always going to have other things going on in your life. Make sure you're getting educated, getting out there and taking action. If you want a hand with education, you know, reach out to my office, call the office team. We've got lots of online training. We have lots of home study programs. We have physical and virtual events. The resources are there for you. You don't have to work it out on yourself. You don't have to try and work everything out for free online. Save yourself a huge amount of time by investing in yourself, jumping up the learning curve, and avoiding the expensive mistakes that most people make when trying to do it on their own. As ever, I encourage you to invest with knowledge, invest with skill.
Thanks for listening to the Property Magic Podcast. To get this week's show notes, please visit www.propertymagic.com. propertymagicbook.co.uk/podcast. You can contact me via LinkedIn, you can follow me on social media, and I highly recommend you subscribe to my YouTube channel to watch loads of valuable property trading for free. All of the details are available in the show notes. Until next time, invest with knowledge, invest with skill.